Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Mark Singleton's here. Mark is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Rudolph Food Company. They're the world's largest manufacturer of pork rinds, but they make other stuff too, and is here to help us celebrate Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Mark, welcome to the show.
Jim, glad to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. So, look, I'm on the interstate all the time, right, whether I'm driving to the airport or once I land somewhere, I'm out on the interstate getting to wherever I'm going. And of course, if you're on the interstate especially, then you share it with the truck drivers. And they're the real pros of the highway. Even though you run into some knuckleheads from time to time, they really are the pros. And I think it's appropriate that we celebrate them this week. Talk to us about it.
Oh, man, Jim, they are so important to their economy. We're in the pork rind business, and that's a pretty light product. And everything that comes to our plant, everything that leaves our plant, rolls on rubber wheels, man.
Yeah.
And it's dependent upon these great men and women that deliver over 10 billion tons of goods throughout our country, literally. I mean, when I grew up, we didn't have blueberries all year. We didn't have great tomatoes all year. We didn't have romaine lettuce all year. And now, through this incomprehensibly efficient and safe and on-time transport system that was built in a large part in the 50s and is supported by these great men and women, we can have fresh food all the time. We can have our Amazon next day delivered. We just get so much benefit from these folks. And years ago, I just wanted to say thanks in a small way and just start serving food and water and saying thanks. And so we found out when Truck Driver Appreciation Week is, and that's how all this started and led to our affiliation with the St. Christopher's Fund.
Well, good for you. And no, I like everything you said. I second all that. And these are people, men and women. Some couples. Hey, Mark, I know couples. I know a couple. I know a woman who stopped being a hairdresser, hair cutter, a salon expert, a cosmetologist. She had a very successful practice, and after several years, her husband started driving. And instead of him going off and leaving her for 3, 4, 5 days at a time, she closed up her practice, and they hit the road 4 or 5 years ago and never looked back. The two of them drive. I don't think she drives, but she goes with him wherever he goes, all over the country.
You know, we just got through with the Great American Trucking Show here in Dallas, Texas, and there were a bunch of couples there. We had, they have tons of education, tons of things for them to buy, obviously, music, and we saw a number of, number one, unbelievable trucks, unbelievably mm-hmm. comfortable trucks, but number two, just a lot of couples that are choosing this, as their way to make a living.
And some of these darn trucks are condos on wheels, aren't they?
they're pretty dang nice, and, when they were getting them ready for the judging and their armor all and everything, these guys and women sure take a lot of pride in. So this was a great event.
And the thing is, the truck drivers that I'm around, the ones that I'm I got behind a knucklehead. Tuesday. I was going to the airport. I got behind a knucklehead, and he wouldn't move over, and he was hogging the road. But otherwise, all the other folks you run into, most of the other ones, I mean, they're just so professional. They do what they want to do. I like I like behaving like they do. When I, you know, when I can move over, I do. When I need to, when they need to know if they can move over, I give them my, you know, the my lights. I flip my lights to let them know, just like they do. And the, you know, they got a lot at stake here because they don't need to have a wreck. I mean, it's a big deal if they have a problem, because that rig, you know, just doesn't it doesn't just pull over to the side of the road like you can with a car. And so they have a vested interest in doing the right thing for a lot of different reasons. So I'm glad you're celebrating them. What about this Southern Recipe thing? Tell us about that.
Well, before we jump off that, I do want to point out one thing to your listeners. Man, there's a ton of employment opportunities, Jim, in this industry. We are 60,000 drivers short right
now. Wow. 60,000.
Wow.
How old can you be and get and be accepted as a CDL driver and drive for a company these days?
Wow. You know, that's the whole thing. It's incredible. You can go drive a tank or a truck in Afghanistan at 18. You can haul our pork rinds from Dallas, Texas to Austin or El Paso at 18, but you cannot haul our pork rinds from Dallas, Texas to Little Rock, Arkansas. And it's against federal rules for an 18-year-old to have a CDL. And we've been working with Congress for the last...
You got to be 21?
You got to be 21, but we're working with Congress right now on the Drive Safe Act to get...
What about the other end of the age spectrum, though? What about if you're 60 or 65? What about that?
As long as you can pass your CDL, you can drive a truck. And with these trucks, at the technology.
Because if this radio thing, you know, doesn't work out after 22 years, if it doesn't work out, I might be looking for some, you know, a new job here.
Well, and it's a dang good job right now, because as you know, as a business expert, anytime that there is shortage, there is opportunity.
Don't tell me what it pays, because I might be more tempted than I know. So
you know,
go ahead.
Hang
on, Mark. I got to take a break in about 30 seconds. I need to know about the Southern Recipe thing that's supporting truck drivers. The St. Christopher Truck Driver Development.
Quickly. Yeah, Southern Recipe Pork Rinds is our flagship brand and sold throughout the South. And we really have got behind these guys. And this year, you know, we're raising a lot of attention for these guys, but we're also giving $10,000 to the St. Christopher's Fund to really spur.
What's that fund for? Quickly. What's it fund for?
The fund is to provide medical and financial assistance to truckers in need.
Okay. And the website?
Absolutely.
The website?
The website is www.truckersfund.org.
Truckersfund.org?
You bet. Or Southern Recipe Small Batch.
There you go. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.